Yeah, I mean, it's very hard to know. I mean, everyone's got their argument about why it went one way or the other. I mean, what's interesting about the whole conscription debate is Australia was among a very, very few number of nations that voted not to introduce conscription. It's quite rare.
I think the Canadians introduced it, didn't they?
Canadians did, but India didn't. Ireland did. Just trying to think now, we could look that up, but Australia's quite remarkable, and then you have to ask the question why. Why was it? It is quite an extraordinary event for Australia to hold out. I have my own theory, which is basically I think the women's vote was so powerful and overwhelming and effective that actually I think women defeated it. There's no evidence for that. It's impossible to get the evidence.
Well, I think in the urban context, I think it is the other area that's come out with subsequent analysis is that the rural vote was very strongly negative.
Yeah, it was.
The farmers didn't want to lose their work. I mean, it's really quite surprising, but apparently the rural vote was very negative. Mm. The peace movement for the subsequent 30 years took great heart from this no vote.
They did.
What it really represented is kind of hard to know, but psychologically it was a very important foundation for what happened subsequently.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. I think subsequently the other area is, you know, Hughes and the way he split the Labor Party and put them into wilderness really until 1941.
Yeah, he did.
So, you know, you look at the long-term impact of something like conscription and that debate and the issue, Labor was out of power for decades until really
the other war. Issue is clergymen. There is a fascinating cohort of clergymen who came out of the First World War as pacifists. They'd supported it. They'd often been they'd been part of the overseas. So you got a change at the time. The Free Religious Fellowship Sinclair is really interesting in gathering together a very small group of clergymen, Christian clergymen, who opposed the war. But one of the consequences of these conscription debates is that the actual number of clergymen who come back and say that was a mistake is a significant part of what happens in the next 20 years. But you did have the churches very strongly preaching from the pulpits.
Overwhelmingly
the churches supported conscription.
Yeah, they did.